chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Jesus and the crowd are walking out of Jericho, and a blind beggar named Bartimaeus is sitting by the road. He hears that Jesus is coming by, and he starts crying out for him. The people around tell him to be quiet, but he continues to cry out. Notice what Bartimaeus says here. He says, "Jesus, have mercy on me." He knew that what he really needed from Jesus was mercy. He didn't think Jesus owed him anything, and he didn't come demanding anything. He was just asking that Jesus would show him mercy. Jesus responds and asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man asks for his sight. Now this may seem like an obvious answer to Jesus' question, but it's an important lesson for us in our daily prayer life. Think for just a second. What have you prayed for today? Because there's a way of praying where you don't actually ask for or address anything specific. We learn to recite a few starter lines, finishing lines, some filler material to comprise a good prayer. But this man was blind, and he did not have time for religious games. This was his only shot, and he was very specific and honest with Jesus. So instead of just praying for a good day, what if we pray for something specific that we need for that day? And instead of just praying for God to bless someone, what if we really spent time and asked God to do something specific in their life? And yes, there are times when we don't know what to pray for. But like this blind man here in Scripture, there's great power in making specific requests to Jesus and trusting Him to have mercy on us. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter @DevotionPodcast. Or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.